Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 16th. You'll be interested to know, 252 years ago, today in 1773, a group of colonists disguised as Native Americans boarded three British ships and deliberately dumped the consignment of tea into Boston Harbor as a bold act of protest. That purposeful stand galvanized public sentiment for liberty and helped unite disparate communities, marking a crucial milestone toward representative self-government in the American colonies. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 16 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:06. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 33 and a light southwest breeze around 7. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 25 and a southwest wind picking up to 9, with gusts reaching 21. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 8:30 with the low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 44 and a southwest wind around 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 24. Rain arrives Thursday night and continues into Friday, with highs rising to around 50 on Thursday and near 56 on Friday, while winds become gusty up to 44 to 47 miles per hour. Saturday cools back to near 37 and stays mostly sunny, with a slight chance of snow Saturday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston residents continue to navigate significant healthcare challenges despite a high insurance coverage rate of 98.3%, according to a recent survey conducted by the Center for Health Information and Analysis. Notably, 28% of residents reported avoiding care due to costs, reflecting ongoing affordability issues exacerbated by high deductible plans. The survey, which included over 5,000 households, also highlighted that nearly 90% of those with medical debt had insurance at the time the debt was incurred. As discussions continue among lawmakers, advocates emphasize the need for reforms to improve access and affordability for all Bay Staters. Now on to sports. Injuries to Patrick Mahomes, Micah Parsons, and Devontae Adams highlight the dangers of an 18-game season. Some believe more football means more excitement and revenue, but not all players agree. Mahomes stated, "You have seen the amount of injuries that have kind of piled up at the end of seasons." As of week 15, three players crucial to their teams are now on injured reserve, with three coaches delivering the same grim diagnosis. It didn't look good. The NFL's injury report routinely lists hundreds of players, raising concerns about the toll of an extended schedule. Ultimately, players question whether they should accept more risk for their substantial salaries. Last night, on Monday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers passed for 224 yards and 2 touchdowns and beat the Dolphins 28-15 to stay atop the AFC North. Pittsburgh won its second straight game and 23rd straight at home by overwhelming Miami over the final 35 minutes. Rodgers connected on 23 of 27 passes at frigid Acrisure Stadium, looking right at home with the lights on and temperatures in the teens. Miami's playoff hopes vanished as its four-game winning streak was snapped. In local sports, Celtics fans were left disappointed as Cade Cunningham scored 32 points and grabbed 10 rebounds, leading the Detroit Pistons to a 112-105 victory on Monday night. Caris LeVert and Tobias Harris each contributed 13 points for the Eastern Conference leading Pistons, who have now won four straight games. Jaylen Brown led the Celtics with 34 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, while Derek White added 31 points. Boston struggled with their three-point shooting, making only 10 of 39 attempts, as Detroit capitalized on their missed opportunities. In top news, iRobot, the maker of the Roomba vacuum, has filed for bankruptcy protection late Sunday night. After 35 years in operation, the company will be acquired by its contract manufacturer, China-based Paisa Robotics. iRobot assures consumers that there will be no anticipated disruption to its app functionality, customer programs, or ongoing product support. Despite being a pioneer in household robotics since its founding in 1990, iRobot's market share has significantly eroded due to increased competition. Chief Executive Officer Gary Cohen stated that this transaction marks a pivotal milestone in securing the company's long-term future. In business news, Hard Rock International and Mets owner Steve Cohen have received final approval from the New York State Gaming Commission for an $8.1 billion casino project near Citi Field in Queens. This marks the project's final green light, following earlier approval from the New York Gaming Facility Location Board. The development is expected to include a hotel, concert venue, and new public green space, along with creating 23,000 union jobs and over $1.8 billion in community benefits. Governor Kathy Hochul stated that the licenses were awarded based on local support and sustainable economic plans. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% to $86,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $2,900. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The fundamental nature of living things challenges assumptions that physicists have held for centuries. On October 8, 2024, the field of physics was plunged into controversy when the Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded for discoveries about artificial intelligence. For most of the 20th century, physicists largely ignored living systems, seeing them as mere machines. However, many physicists now believe a mystery unfolds in every microbe and animal, challenging basic assumptions and potentially redefining the field. Understanding life as a self-organizing, autonomous system may help astronomers detect biosignatures on distant planets, while also advancing artificial intelligence research. Entertainment news. Bob Iger is doing it again. In October 2005, Bob Iger announced a deal that stunned the entertainment industry. Standing next to Steve Jobs, Iger revealed that Disney would sell digital downloads of select ABC and Disney Channel shows via Apple's iTunes Store. This marked the first time a major Hollywood studio allowed consumers to bypass traditional broadcasting. Now, 2 decades later, Iger is making waves with a groundbreaking deal involving OpenAI. Consumers can create short-form videos featuring Disney characters, which will stream on Disney+. Additionally, Disney is investing $1 billion in OpenAI. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry David Thoreau. And he said, "Disobedience is the true foundation of liberty. The obedient must be slaves." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.